Gemara brings down the Chalchas Amav. The Gemara brings down that Nashim are Pater from Sukkah. The Gemara says, how do you know? The Gemara says, Ezra Chalitza is a Nashim. The Gemara says, what do you need a Pasuk for? The Gemara says, the first Mitzvah says, my grandma, and Mitzvah says, my grandma, Nashim, my dad, Kalam, be Pater. So the Gemara says, that two Peshat. You might think this is Isha, Hishra, because Isha Chalitza is Isha Bataya. You might think Madirai Ishva Ishtai Av Sukha Ishva Ishtai. You might think that it's Ishva Ishtai Kamash Malan, that there's no din of Ishva Ishtai. Rav says the second Mahalaf, you might think that you don't have Tazav Tazav, just like Tazav Tazav Nashim are Kayavis, so too we're Nashim Kayavis Kamash Malan, that there is no such halachas. Because we have two Mahalchim, what's the reason having the Chayav Nashim? Is it Al Tazav Tazav, or is it Al the reason of Teshuva came to Dira? Now, why isn't Abaye's Teretz a Pasha the Teretz as Teshuva came to Dira? I understand it. Abaye said it's far Teshuva came to Dira. Why isn't it a Pasha the Teretz? I have been to Chayav Nashim. Huh? So the Rebbe says that the reason why Rabbi didn't like Abaye, nothing may come to that Abaye, but in the Mashmi, like Gabi Hall, like a limit, just taste what getting to do. Let us see, Kra, Lukulu, Kuli, Hai. In other words, it's a Sayyidic Shaila, and it's a taste what getting to do, this thing which we're like touching the whole time, and we see a little more in them. How much does it have to be taste what getting to do? How much does it have to be at like your house? So you saw the din, you're supposed to bring out your Kalim. You saw the din. Now the Mashmi, place of Abaye Rav is, it's taste what getting to do, that also your wife should be, that your wife should have a chiv because of Teshuva and Kedidur, therefore your wife should have a chiv, or not. Abaye held, you don't darshan a zevait to say, Abaye is masking ba'alme, he uses the drush of Teshuva and Kedidur for various other things, but take a zevait, that's mechayiv nashim because of that, a zevait, it's not going to be mechayiv you. Then the Ritva asks, you should listen a little bit of Ezuch Kalal, and I said, what do you need Ezuch for? So, the Shemati Vishim Rabbeisa of Ramban, that the only person chayav ezrach is coming for all. Don't have me chayav sukkah. You're ezrach. You're in a nice calm situation. Pradlechli darchem shemipayis mitzdar geis v'hem. Ritva says on the Marmukim. Is the chisu ready to the Marmukim to print out
the machine is broken.
The machine is broken. Okay, you'll come with something tomorrow. I guess whatever. That Ritva says that the reason what's ezrach coming for the maskana is ezrach telling you only if you're calm, you're regular. Common individual, somebody's holchi drachim, or somebody who is mitzvah is going to be potter from a sukkah. This is very chashuv ritva. When we get to sif dalet in terms of what's the pater mitzvah? Why is mitzvah potter from a sukkah? So a lot of rishonim learn together davers as teshuva king tediru, like a sort of now that mitzvah is potter because you don't live in a place where a person is going to be in a matzav atzar and says chasaron teshuva king tediru. The ritva is saying a new malach. It's saying the reason why mitzvah is potter from a sukkah is because of esrach. You have to be like a normal citizen. And somebody is traveling, Achli Drachim or Mitznar is going to be
Bada. Two Joshes,
only two Joshes. It could be two Malachim. It's two Malachim. If the Potter asks Teshuva Kain Tadiru,
you could be in either one of those categories. Either be in Teshuva Kain Tadiru.
We have to see us. Or maybe it's not committed between the Tadiru. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it isn't. But
it's like in the Chetz of the Sukkah, you can't even have Teshuva Kain Tadiru. Like Amatzu, or if I'm a person, it's not Ezra.
Possibly that maybe Nafkamina. We'll have to see as we get in Siftala, you know, are there Nafkaminas between these two Mahacham? But the Riff is in our Sugga over here that he's saying that Ezra Klamaskana is coming to tell you that somebody who's Mistar is going to, if somebody's Mistar is going to be a Potter. So, according to Machalik, what's the Havamina? Is the Havamina is Al Teshuva Kain Tadiru, or the Havamina is going to be Al Tezvav Tezvav? So the Magen Avraham on this Gemara asks in the Ramah. The Ramah says, what's the reason nowadays when we go and not sleep in the Sukkah is why?
Because we're Mistar.
Doesn't say Mistar.
Neither.
He says, okay, and the other reason why is because Ishtai. So, fact the Magen Avraham that this Gemara says that there is no din of Teshuva Kain Tadiru. That Nashim are going to be Chayev because of Teshuva Kain Tadiru. So, how can a document to say the pshat in the minhag olam is because you don't have ishva ishtai and therefore it's not a normal way of living and therefore you're going to be pater. The maskana over here has a half a meaning like that, but the Gemara says the maskana that it's not going to be chayiv. So what's the, therefore what's the upside? What?
What's the husband's?
What's the husband's? What's the husband's? What's the husband's? What's the husband's? He says maybe the husband's also mistar, because mistar because when the wife is not here. So I go on the Pesach Malach is that the Gemara is handling her chayiv, and the husband's handling the husband's chayiv. The Gemara is handling is a lady chayiv as tishah came to diru. Looking at the Pesach Malach to diru, should say that they should be chayiv. Kamash Shalom, there is no chayiv mitzad tishah came to diru, that they don't have a chayiv bifnei atzmon. That's what the Gemara says. The Ramah is discussing, maybe, and I mean, Nosh don't have chayiv bifnei atzmon, but now, okay, so where does that leave us? Now, could we clap by us? This is a chasar in the Tesha Ekei to Jew. But all you see in this Gemara, no shem if they ask someone, there is no chiv out Tesha Ekei to Jew. We don't see Ashtashem if they ask someone. We don't see that, you know, copy the husband. That wasn't really a discussion of this sugya. Right. So, maskana the Gemara. So, what's the reason why Nashama pater? What did he say? Why are they pater? That one. What? We have some Makar saying that, some Joshua saying that they're going to be pater. The Taz, when he brings down the Lach, he says, Nashama pater. It's like the Taz Sakatan Aleph. Why? He says, because the Mr. says in my grandma. That's the reason why they chayiv. Pater, sorry. The reason why they pater is Mr. says in my grandma. It doesn't say as the drushes of the sugya. So the Pimugadim over there wants to say there's an afkamina. What's the reason why Nashama Pater? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, what do you need a psukim or makayris lechayra? It's mitzvahs from Gemara Nashama Pater. So the Gemara says that you might think you need a pasuk. You might think that it's chayv as teshukin to diru. Or you might think this test vav. Kamash Malan, that there's a halacha telling you that they're going to be pater. So Zalakti Pim Gadim, what's the gedda of the halacha? The gedda of the halacha is saying that there's a new din at the pater. It's Mr. Zman Grama. Tesha Kedirah says it's not Mr. Zman Grama. And the halacha says that there's a new din that they're going to be pater. Or the Pesha says no. The halacha just puts it back in that this is a regular Mr. Zman Grama. And now the Sibis of Dov White Pater is Mr. Zman Grama. Because we would have a havimin at the chayiv because of these svaras. Lachas says no. These tesavot is not a svara, or the svara of teshik do is not a svara. Therefore, those svaras are not a svara. Therefore, why you pater right now? You back to the old din al teshuk kein al sorry al mitzvah zman grama. So what would be nafkamina? Once nafkamina is avadim. Avadim the lach is avadim a pater from mitzvahs in la misha. That's makar that avadim a pater. So if it's something which is beferish that isha's pater. Or is pater mitzvah zman grama, so then like Evan says zman grama, then avadim be pater. If it's a new din halacha, so he says you don't do the gedera shava when something is luna for something from the yugim amida. Something's not beferish. It's halacha mishum sinai. The lola miisha is not going to pater. Is not going to go ahead and pater it. So he wants to say this chakira, whether the gemara maskana is going to back to mitzvah zman grama, or the gemara is saying the sibis hadava is going to be out halacha not going to be avadim. And he's in the Taz, he's being magdish, so the reason why Potter misses my grandma is he's understanding more as the Hamina wasn't Miss my grandma. You would think I teach okay to zero, Kamashalan, you're back to Miss my grandma. And Meli says that's the reason why Potter will be Potter, because now it's back to the old Klal of Miss my grandma. And we learn in Lola Misha that Avadim a Potter, anything Isha Potter is Avadim's be Potter. My saying is new Allah of Sinai, the Lola Misha, he says they don't do the Gzer Shava, Lola Misha, but Makim. The situation that the Makar Davar is one you give me, this is not something which is going to be beferish. Fine. So this is all midiraisa. Now, why midarabanan aren't they chayiv nashim in Sukkah l'chayra? We find that abrakos is the chayiv because avheim b'isaynes. Mekar megillah the mechayiv also because avheim b'isaynes. So over here. The Tosis and Sachem Kuchas and the Beis Balabai that we find is a cloud that the Nashim are Chayiv and Abakais and Begum Megillah because they are part of the Nes. So by Sukkah also, they're also a Chilik of the Nes. What?
They were just having to call the 12.
That right?
And they called
Okay, so some of the Tosis over there says you say that Afim ba'isei hanes is only a svara on something which is the chiv is midarabanan. So then that's a svara that once they were masakin a mitzvah, they masakin make a megillah, schay abakasis, so they're going to nichla nashamaso, because they also a chilek and nes, therefore make a chizik and they include nashamaso. But something which is a, they raise it to kedin, they didn't make a new sibas hatakana for afim ba'isei hanes. Afim ba'isei hanes is only to broaden the svara. They're wanting to broaden when they made it to Kanas Chazal to go ahead and extend the Chiyav. But go ahead and to make a Naya Chiyav when the Raisa is when make a new Takana, we don't find such we don't find such a thing. I go on Alakhala Mai Sayman, we have Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah. What? What do you say? Right, okay. Panchar passes minigay and nashim, nashim, a patem and a sukkah. Why? This is my grandmother, some paturis. Evadina keisha. Minigay a bracha. Our lady's allowed to go ahead and make a bracha or not. So this is really a sukkah. Like a shayla minigay. Mishnah says my grandma's are nashim allowed to make a brachas or not. So, again, many different places in Shas. Like upon him, basically, minigas svardim is a svardim. Do not make a bracha on Mrs. Say's grandmas. The minig of Ashkenaz is that we let them make a bracha, but Mishpura brings down that they're allowed to go and make a bracha, but you should not be moitzi for them. You shouldn't be moitzi them in the bracha. Why? Being that it's not so pashut b'chalal that there's any of them to make a bracha. So if they want to make a bracha, they can go and make a bracha. And they can make a bracha. But you, it's not to say they're not chayav. It's not to say you can't make say lashon v'tzivanu because no lashon v'tzivanu. That's, l'tzivanu. If you're not mechuyav, if you are mechuyav, then you're doing it for yourself. But just to go and be mitzvah, and mitam arvis, knowing birkas and mitzvahs, you could do it. But here, it's not so much of a chal, they should be bechalal making it. Therefore, somebody else should not go and do it. This is called old mitzvahs, my grandma's basically. They don't go ahead and be mitzi nashim in the bracha because not so pashut b'chalal whether they should make a bracha or not, and therefore you don't go ahead and make a bracha for them. Fine. So that's over negeya nashim. Oh, one last thing about negeya nashim. Moshe says it's tshuva. I guess we've seen on the Marmor Kaim. It discusses that. So for a lady to answer amen to leishiv v'sukkah, is like said a half sick, or let's say she's not sitting in a sukkah. A lot of times you have a very small sukkah, right? A lot of places have very tiny sukkahs. So they do. They have the ladies on the pasuk part of sukkah, and the men in the kasha part of sukkah. So you make a kiddush, and you're saying leishiv a sukkah. So what she discusses is that is that considered a half sick because that's on the what? It's on the Marmor Kaim. Okay, I guess. Those dale, you do wisdom on my again? Chelik dale. Yeah, see, we printed out tomorrow.
Why would it be a hefsek?
Okay, he's saying a main to something, which is much more like that. You're able to.
Not saying it's like a B, it's a bracha relation, but you come to the sukkah afterwards. And so, I mean, that is a normal thing. Because then maybe it would be a hefsek, because you would come to the sukkah afterwards.
Just coming afterwards. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Ramosha comes out basically that's not considered to have circuit series of the Kiddush. Okay, we'll see the Mamma come. It's fine. But the Gek Tanim, the Gemara makes the first Achilik, where the Tanim Achayim is Sukkah, not Achayim is Sukkah, the Gemara says, depends on Gil Achinach and not Gil Achinach. Then the Gemara says, Katan Shein Tzarech Le'imoi, the Gemara says, is Chayim and Sukkah. Then the Rebbe brings down Maisa with Shammai. That's for Star Shammai. The Rebbe brings down Maisa calls to Shammai that she opened the Maziva and even on a little kid and she went and made a sukkah b'shvil katan. So Shammai, what was the story of Shammai over here? What was the Sibis Hadava why Shammai is Machma? This is a Chumra in Hichas Chinuch. This is a Din Dereisa. And what's the Mahalach Hadava Shammai? So Ritva has two Mahalachim over here. Hadamim Shammai Machma says, don't begar Shammai Machma. It's two malachim over here. First malachim says is that Shami machmer boilamim machmer min adin. It doesn't mean that machmer means that it was a chumra. It was something which is machmer min adin. The ksaver aviv chayev min atayra mechuyev min deraisa to have your children there. Why? The tishu came to do issue banav gavidei midrashachi. The Shami fashtanin. The tishu came to do is you and your children. That's came to do. Afgav the shin the chayv isha b'sukkah, you chayv your children. So he learns the first Malach Hashamah, the Hashamah is saying, is a chiv deraisa. The Tesh came to Diru is Mechayev you came to Diru, to have you and your children with you. Even though Kabbi Ishri Hel, for some reason, that's not Mechayev that, but Kabbi children, it is Mechayev that. And therefore, Hashamah was a chiv deraisa to go ahead and do it. Based on all that, no, Tesh came to Diru is not as a vayit. It's like, just like Ishri owns a Tesh came to Diru, so too Kabbi Ktaina. So first Malach is going to be deraisa. Inami, second malach, we were nachi, like it's a little better. Machm bechinach katan besukkah midarbanan. It's a chiev darbanan of sukkah. Lechayve shiachli my besukkah. Kimin de efshir vechazlachi. He's efshir to do it. Shekin adin, chom mitzvah chayve chinach katan efshir vechazlach. Reilakach. That since it's shaykh, it's a chumar and chiev chinach, the Beis Hillel held that to be solid tzarech lima or not. But Shamil, that if you're able to do it, do it. Rabbanan Savi can make between a second and read a chinuch beid shetzarach limay. The lack of fusha mina, but be shami hal that since it's efshe v'chazalachi, therefore it was a chumra in the chiyav chinuch, and that's why you have to go and do it. So because you have two malachim and shami, very different malachim. The first malach is a chiyav deraisa mitzad the teisha gain to do with the gesvara. Teisha gain to do with mechayev that the way you live and where you live is with your children. Therefore, that's the reason why it's going to be chayev. Second malach is a chumr in the chiyav chinuch. Chayev and nafka min would be what age was shami mechayev?
The mishnah is
mashma even a tiny baby, which according to malach is the right case to do is muvan. What's the pshat that mechayev a tiny baby of a chayra as teisha came to do? So it doesn't make a difference what age the child is going to be. If the yisod adav is its extension of the chiyav chinuch, it's a little bit sarchi and Chorot should be an age when there's some level of understanding. A kid of Chorot is just a Masasek Ba'almo. Say what? Yeah, so the Rishash brings down the Pnei Shua Yisakasha. Hey, Shaykh Chinuch Bekadam in Yomai. How does Shaykh have Chinuch Bekadam in Yomai? Pnei Shua is bothered by this question. What Shrat is going to be Chinuch? So he said, the Mashal in Yavam Asaf Tezvav says that there was another Katan which is Tzarech Limai, which is older. V'loi Zazmi Men, which feels like Sikach. That really there was an older child who was like 3, 4, 5, whatever it was, four years old. And that's the reason why I did it. The other child was just there. It was not the pshat that a value. You need a chiv. You need an age of a chiv chinuch. Yeah, it's very chasam and safe. Yeah, but it's just definitely shtickle aura. What's the pshat from such a young age? There's another aura I saw brought down that b'shem Ivan Levi. Yes, I got like this. Well, let's say it was a chiv chinuch. This kid, what's the kid eating already? Young kid, nursing. So, where's the achila? Where's the achila? The share achila there.
He's
sleeping. What? What's the chiv chinuch? So what kind of chiv? Just sleeping, maybe. Sleeping. What do you say? What?
Sitting amongst the chiv.
Yeah, what?
People he's sitting with are sleeping in Kaviyah Suda. He's part of that.
Therefore, so there comes the Kaviyah Suda. If you want to taste a kid, you inside you. So he said, Ron Levi wanted to say, we find this concept a lot of different places, that if this is all you eat, this is going to be exceeded your kvias. There's a less much haris kumudumani, which comes up when you get kiddush, right? Kiddush has to be makam suda. So let's say you have somebody who's a chayla, a person who can't have any gluten, basically, and can't drink grape juice. So people have Crohn's, different sicknesses. So the question is, what do you do kape kiddush and makam suda? So there's a less much haris. As much as I heard some psachim, that's what means that I say b'shem chazanish. Where for you, this is all you can eat. Copy you, this is considered your kviyas suda. So who didn't want to say a similar concept over here? Copy the katan. That the katan, being that his suda is his mother's milk, that will be considered his suda, and therefore there'll be an Indian of t'michanachem in that.
Why are we saying that it just
has
sleeping?
What do you say? So why didn't you say sleeping? So we'll see in a second why are we sleeping? Okay, so let's go in Beis Hillel. How are we passing? That's totally cut in tzarech limay. It's chayev, ain't tzarech limay, is not. What's the good tzarech limay? The pshat is you wake up in the middle of the night and you call your mother. So, in in Beis Hillel. If your kid 4 years old wakes up at night, goes, mommy, mommy, right? Now, what about during the day, eating? Why not? It sounds like you're part of the sukkah. I got to remember that. Why are you not mechuyev over there to go to mechayev and eating in the sukkah? What's the problem over here? Wakes up at night, cries to mother, mother's not going to be there, and we have ish over here, and therefore that's the reason why we're mechayev you. But what's with the eating Shabbat? Eating, you don't wake up all night, and you don't need the mother for eating. What's the pshat? You're not going to be mechuyev to go ahead and eat. So the chur part is that the famous biskarav. A lot of chur say this. The Gemara in Sukkah brings in a whole list of shirim of Sukkah. Lulav has to be a katan ideal and a neya. A katan knows that I do not know him. That's when the chiyah of lulav is going to be chal. So the Velt asks that when it comes to mitzvahs lulav, that's when the mitzvahs lulav is just picking it up. Nanuim is a hidur mitzvah. Am I allowed in the mitzvah? It's not going to be ma'akev in the mitzvah. Somebody took a lulav and didn't do the nanuim, it's not going to be ma'akev. So why is a chiyah of chinuch dafka when he's at the stage where he knows how to mananea the lulav? Why do you say it's the chiyah of chinuch should be when you're able to pick it up to do it? So it's like the scrub, and I'll go ahead and say that the certain chiyah chinuch. Chiyah chinuch is only when you're in a situation you're able to be mechanach the child for all the ikar pratei dinim of the mitzvah. He's not holding by doing the mitzvah b'shlei musay, so b'chei gamna there is no chiyah chinuch. Therefore, when it comes to lulav, being that even though he can pick up the lulav, but being that he can't go ahead and shake the lulav, he can't do nanuim. Even though that's not ma'akiv the mitzvah, it's just a maila in the mitzvah, it's a hidah mitzvah. So it's like, and therefore, it's not going to be chayav. He says that's subshan. All the shirim. By katan? I think so. There was a katan. They chayav lulav. I'll call upon him. So what did over here? L'choy, the gather dav is that in as mitzvah sukkah is eating and sleeping. In as much as the child can't sleep in the sukkah, so we're not going to be mechayim to go ahead and eat in the sukkah because you can't do the mitzvah b'shei musay. And in as much as you can't do the mitzvah b'shei musay, there's not going to be a chiyuv chinuch. That answer, somebody asked me something before about how this answers
sleeping.
That.
Why?
Sleeping with a baby. Oh, sleeping. That there's going to be no din. That if you can't eat in the sukkah, then there won't be a din to sleep either. Because chinuch is only when you have something which you're able to do mitzvah b'shei musay. And as much as you can't do b'shei musay, so then you're not going to be chayv. So kabbanim. So coming out, katan is going to be mechuyev. If he's not tzarich, he's going to be mechuyev. Then he's going to be mechayev chinuch. Mechayev paskins. Katan saying tzarich lima. How old is that? Ben chamesh and sheish, 5 or 6 years old. Shmuel brings down this. Rambam is 5 or 6. The shayla is what we're medamit to every lemaskana. We're not medamit to every lemaskana. Shmuel brings down das. Kama achreinim. Chomesh lemailam avuhu beir, the father of the city, saying, Tzarech, Oz kokach le'imoy, then you mechuv v'chan chibisukka, I feel any charef. So 5, 6, that's around then is going to be the age when you can mechuv, your child is going to be mechuv to go ahead and eat the sukkah. So right at that point, if you have a child, 5, 6 years old, you're supposed to mechanachim to go ahead and you're chiv to go ahead and be mechanachim to go ahead and eat and, sorry, go ahead and eat in the sukkah. So the kuliyam also hachalek katan biyadayim chutz l'sukkah. There's two things. There's a chiyuv chinuch. There's also, let's say I want to give food to Eliyahu's child. Is any problem or not? So the chiyuv chinuch is on the father. Mother maybe, but father for sure. So is any iser of bimachal katan chutz l'sukkah? So Mishmur says, everyone agrees hachalek katan chutz l'sukkah. I feel the macher. Litim tachpiv, litzav eslelechal, to tell him to eat at the sukkah. Or to feed him. A different child, that's definitely going to be aser. Why is it aser? Because the two dinim. There's a din of safina biyadayim, and there's a din of chinuch. Sounds familiar with the two things? No, the two things when it comes to chinuch. There's one din of chinuch, I'm supposed to be miragal the kid in mitzvahs, and when does they start? 5, 6, each kid can feed where he's holding. That's the age when he's doing it. There's another iser mitzvah thing. I can't force or cause a kid to do an iser. Remember that you can't take a kohen and a child is a kayin, can't bring him into the Beis HaKfaris. Or I can't feed him something which is machos asuris. So I can't go ahead and feed him something which is going to be asur. So there's one aspect, chiyav chinuch, that you have to make sure your children eat in the sukkah. There's one aspect. There's another aspect that I can't talent to eat out of the sukkah. That applies to anybody. I can't feed a child out of the sukkah. That really applies to everybody. So when is that going to be also? So Mishmur says, feeding him or telling him. Those are two times applies. Let's say I just want to give it to him. There's no din. He says the father's mechuyev machmas chinuch to stop him not to go ahead and do it. Which they point out that normally when it comes to something which is aser, I can't give it to him. I give him machos aser, I give it to him. Over there, I can't give it to him in his hand. That also gets a din of mechuyev medayim. The grass is they said a davar is that being when you feed somebody, so you give him a portion, that's going to be aser. By sukkah, it's only aser if I tell him to do it or put it in his mouth. The reason why he is because technically he can take and go in the sukkah. Machasukka says he could go into the sukkah, therefore it's not called Safina Biyadayim unless I go ahead and tell him or put it into his mouth. Which this brings into the shaila. So how are you allowed to feed a 1-year-old baby? Why isn't Safina Biyadayim? That's all they did. There's one day in chinuch, the one day in Safina Biyadayim. So Rav Chaim and Shana Lachis, and the first Madura says, he doesn't understand. This is a Safina Biyadayim, so how can I go ahead and feed a 1-year-old baby? The Chayra, I'm being Safina Biyadayim, I'm giving him out of the sukkah, I'm giving food out of the sukkah. He says, the Chayra Sham is right. The Yesh Lion. And Shana Lachis just says, probably, just says, Piskei Dinam.
That's all his food.
Fine, he's 3 years old and I'm feeding him. He's 3 years old and I'm feeding him ragalok. How am I allowed to do... What? Yeah, whatever. The fact is kind of... So why is the Chersh come out, Shammai's right. That's just in Madura. In Madura Shnei says that the Chayra, Yesh Lachah, when he says the Issa Safinan over here, why is the Issa Safinan? This Issa Safinan means sad, and as normally Safinan is, I take Chaz, I stuff it down his mouth. It's something which is a Chafs of a Misser, and therefore it's a Safinan B'Yadayim, but give me something which is a Chafs of a Misser. Even though I don't have maybe, even though he's not the age of Lava Chinuch, but something which is a Chafs of Asser. And he's going ahead and doing something which is bechavtsa aser. When it comes to over here, a katan shein tzarich le'imay, the pshat is that there is no chiyuv sukkah on him. He's not, his bechal has no chiyuv. There's no iser of him being out of the sukkah. There's nothing wrong with him being out of the sukkah. It's not a koyim being matam le'meisim. Koyim matam le'meisim pshat is batsim is iser tomar. Navas, okay, he's not old enough, but batsim, the thing is, bechavtsa is something which is inherently something which is aser. Eating is nothing wrong with. A katan shein tzarich le'imay, there is no chiyuv. For him, it's in the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to him in the sukkah. Therefore, it's not a safina biyadayim to go ahead and give him food out of the sukkah, because being that he's not... No, even the Mishnah Berurah is only somebody katan shegiyah l'chinuch. By katan shegiyah l'chinuch, somebody else is also to go ahead and be machalim. Why? Because being that the katan b'etzem, or the father has the din that he should eat in the sukkah, he's supposed to be in the sukkah, for him to eat out of the sukkah, that's something which is a chavtsa v'isr, bital say or isr, I will see soon in the next sugya. But I'm saying, if you're not a gi l'chinuch, there's no Indian b'chal for you to be in the sukkah, so that is, metal mason and batsim is an isr, nevas, he's not old enough, there's nothing wrong with him. Over here, there's no din for him to be in the sukkah. So therefore, there's no isr. So what is it that we're going to see in the next sugya, once one of is it, it's a bital of not eating the sukkah, or is isr out of the sukkah? We're going to see nafkamina, kamina nafkamina's, it's one of the big hakiras. It's common enough. Kaminas copy that. But like bottom, the ikir iser is no. The iser safina over here is only when he's supposed to be eating in the sukkah. Nervas, you're not his father, so machil not the sukkah. Being that he belongs to the sukkah, that's called machil midayim. I'm thinking the chiyah gavah. If there's no din for him to be in the sukkah, then it's not going to be so fine. Let's get to halacha lemaisa. We're going to get cut down. Let's get to your children, 5, 6 years old. You're mechiyev to go ahead and mechanech them to make sure that they eat in the sukkah. How far is Yechiv Chinuch? Lamashal, let's say they want to have them in drinking, not drinking in the sukkah. To drink the Afghan sukkah. Now raise them a Shubach. So Chinuch is on things which are the Iker Din, things which are just Chumras or Shitas. Shitas, you don't have to mechanech. Even if all the things which were done by Chlegesim, let's say, you have Basav and Dagan with the Kviya Suda, that's off. Or, I'm getting sick and sticking. Or, what? previous Aliyah, yeah, right, okay. You know, they start from young. Okay. Al-Kapanim. Anyhow, all those things, I think, Chinuch is bigger on things which are Iker Din, things which are Chumers Ba'ami, and Amuchi, to go ahead and be Mechanuch.
There's a level of Mitzvah change for a child. So I think children have Mitzvah from certain things that adults don't.
Yeah, that is for sure. We see it in the Shabbos. Shabbos. Okay. Now, the Shabbos like this. The Shabbos comes up, the place comes up in different situations. Like, let's say you have a choice. You have a very small sukkah, right? So you have a choice, like, now you can have a guest or your child. My cousin had it, right? So, Shver. So there wasn't room for the kids and for him to sleep in a sukkah. Who goes first, the son in law or the kids? Well,
what
do you say? Okay, but it's my sukkah. My sukkah, I'm not quite my son-in-law. My kasha.
If it's a bitul, I say.
I'm not quite. Let him go to, I don't know, let him find a place.
What?
It's a chiv arvus. So, this is a vikuach where what goes first? My chiv, egin a chiv of my katan. A chiv is my chiv, egin a chiv of my katan, or the arvis of somebody else. So it's nothing to my son-in-law, who didn't have to be anybody, right? There's a homeless guy in the street, right? You see the homeless guy outside, sleeping on the park bench, you go, well, I don't have a house, I don't have a sukkah. So she bring him in, what? Bring him in, or kick out the children, bring out the children or not.
Arvis says that it's a chiyuv.
What do you say?
For you to have a chiyuv, Arvis says.
What do you say?
Arvis is part of your chiyuv.
What do you say? It's a Shani Shail. Wow, one of the names Rabbi Yashiv held that your cotton goes first. It's your chiyuv chinuch. It's in Kerala. It's held that the arvis goes first. But no.
Well,
what's
the arvis?
Right, but he doesn't have another sukkah. Now what? Endless sukkahs. Now what should we do? So you tell him that someone to go in, or whatever. What about cotton or your wife? What do you say? Yeah, right. Maybe it could be wife if Tisha King to do in Ramah, right? More, that's my Shammai, right?
But the Magid Ramah tells her Chayla to Ramah.
They say.
And the Magid Ramah, have you idea that Tisha King to do Ramah?
What? Stomach cotton, I'm saying. Everyone. Stomach cotton. Okay, anyhow. Okay, let's move on to sleeping. So now, cotton sleeping in a sukkah, batsim belongs in the sukkah, right? Batsim cotton belongs in the sukkah, why not? Batsim cotton should be in the sukkah when it comes to sleeping in the sukkah. Now, the shayla of the gauge is cotton is like this. This is a shayla. I don't have a bidyuk, think about it. We run to it every single year. The kids want to sleep in the sukkah, right? They want to start, right? My 3-year-old's going to want to sleep in the sukkah. They all want to sleep in the sukkah. I think it's cool, right? But the question is, when they're 14, do they want to sleep in the sukkah? But when they're 3, they want to sleep in the sukkah. They want to be big, right? So the shayla is going to be is that, let's say you have a 7-year-old, right? So he wants to sleep in the sukkah, but he only wants to sleep in the sukkah if the father's there. He's scared to be alone. So what's the luck in that case?
The father's not going to be there.
What's the shayla?
If he's alone, he's mitzvah. The question is the father, because of the Seitz HaKishal, your father is chiyuv chinuch, how bad is that mechayiv him to stay around to make sure the kids sleep in the sukkah?
Well, if the father has a problem with star, so he has...
No, that's a star. Father wants to go to Bei Sheva. Mirsham goes to Bei Sheva. Or the father wants to... Can he not go? Because then it's 12 o'clock and his kids have to go to sleep. The father wants to go to Beis Medrash. The father wants to go anywhere.
If he wants to go somewhere and he can't go... Because
but maybe Chiyuv Chinuch says, don't do that.
Why would it tell you not to do that?
To make sure you can sleep in sukkah. No. You have to do a rule. I have to shake a rule up. After light Narkanika. Narkanika tells me, don't go to Beis Sheva, light Narkanika. I want to go.
If you're chiyuv sukkah, forget if you didn't have a kid. Well,
what do you say?
You have
a chiyuv. Yeah, it's
that. Hey, we'll come back to this. Fine. I just want to start the next step. Gemara brings down the chiyuv mishum sheyem. are part of a Masukah. Somebody has a Chayil Meshem Shmeim. Over there, they're part of a Masukah. Why is Chayil Meshem Shmeim part of a Masukah? The Chayil is part of a Masukah out, Pashat out, because the Chayil is a Tesha can do, is a Mistar. Meshem Shmeim, somebody's taking care of a... Meshem Shmeim, somebody's taking care of a Chayil. Over there, they're going to be part of a Masukah. So... Where's Chayil Meshem Shmeim Negeya? So give me Negeya, somebody's sick. Let's have it like this. Let's say, what? Let's say you have a, the wife's not waking up for the baby, whatever the story is, right? And the kid's going to cry, right? So then it's Chayil Meshem Shmeim, your kid is your child. So then, l'chara, you're going to be pater from sleeping in the sukkah. Now, if you can bring him to the sukkah, very nice, but if it's not so practical or it's not healthy, get this out a lot of times. Maybe you get this out all the time. Now, let's say wife just had a baby. So she's dead. She can't have the baby. So do you bring your baby into the sukkah or not? What do I say? Why are you saying no so stark? So it depends on the weather. If it's beautiful weather, why not? No, that's what's going to happen to him. Why? What do you say?
You're
going to
the like Shammai.
The Chayil doesn't need you over there, I'm saying. If there's any mashua cold, the kids are Levitra. Any mashua cold, don't do it because the kid, whatever. Now, if your wife is not going to sleep because you're in the sick with the baby, she's afraid you're going to like tip the baby over and knock him over here. That's also, forget that pretty often also. I think that's very nice, but my wife's not sleeping then. So that also goes into Chayil Meshem Shmeim. But if there's any mashu amount of like any whatever, then we put there. But otherwise, it's beside whatever. So see, okay, we see the Mamre Kamei's Mishnah the year tomorrow. The Shaila is, let's say your wife is scared, like we started speaking last time. We just put that Mamre Kamei's about if your wife won't sleep. If you're not in the sukkah, does that go in together of like Chayil Meshem Shmeim? That, is that going to pati? Is that pati or not? I guess we'll see the Mamre Kamei's tomorrow. Fine, Mitzvah on Wednesday. We want to go through Gimel and Dalet Mitzvah. Fine, I guess not there.